Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
It's the one and only
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is very out for your Monday afternoon. And are you doing the new voice today, Tommy? Or
Nah. I'm going to save it a bit, I reckon. Carrie is trying
to... She's not with us just yet.
No, she's doing something.
Sorry. No, I'm just catching up to speed on the Oscars that have been on this afternoon because I stopped watching after I watch I'm Just Ken, the performance by Ryan Gosling, which was brilliant. It was. And then I tuned out. Apparently Oppenheimer won Best Movie, but I was just finding out who won Best... Cillian Murphy, he won Best Actor. And what about that Best Actress?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Oh, is that what that was? Oh.
The Oscars.
No, sorry.
So
we
much
had
for
the,
watching.
We had the sound down. I didn't know what she'd won. Oh, good on Emma.
What did you think it was she won?
Oh, it's something, but I didn't know it was Best Actress.
Emma.
Best Emma.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few of them. Thompson.
Wiggle.
That's true.
Eminem.
Did she get a nod this year?
Eminemma.
No. Eminemma?
Is that what her name is?
It is something like that.
You were making a Grammys.
Eminemma.
Eminemma.
That's how you memorise. Eminemma. We're on air, aren't we?
For now.
Happy Monday, everybody. Carrie, can you stop trying to force feed us carrot cake, please?
It is delicious, and I can't believe. I know
yucky.
Yucky.
Still putting carrots in cake. It's yucky. It's
with Philadelphia cream cheese on top.
Oh,
it is the most delicious
double
thing.
Yuck.
Yes. Did you not know what that cream cheese frosting is?
I thought it was
is?
Yum until that.
That's right up there with like fruit loaf and,
no, it's
and,
oh,
and Christmas
fruit,
pudding.
Actually, all of them are delicious too.
I think your taste buds have died.
No, I've just gotten older.
Yeah, sorry. We're saying the same thing.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, I know we aim to do things for the people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the content we do on the show should be of benefit, hopefully in an entertainment sense, but also imparting knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking for the return. I need help.
In what area?
I need money.
This
I need
is a
money.
Tricky area. Oh, I was going to say, because when you make us guess, we say things that can be hurtful.
What do you mean?
Like, don't make us go through the list of areas in your life you need help.
Give me one.
Nah, I don't reckon. You want money.
Yeah, I want to know how to make more money.
What do you mean?
So, I spend too much money.
We talked about that because a few weeks ago you said that you were thinking about doing a budget.
Did I?
Yes. Do you remember? Do you not remember that?
It doesn't sound like it's fun.
No, this is with the chat we had on air about how you have to sit down and then work out how much you spend each day on like coffees and food and bills.
To be fair,
anything worse.
Yes, to be fair, we did
all this. Do you not remember this?
He did wrap it up and say, "I'll just make more money then."
Yes.
And now we're getting to that point.
Jesse, that's a great plan that I had then.
Do you know we had an off-air conversation after that about I can't
do
say
we chat
too much.
Off-air?
No, you weren't in it. About making you spend an hour doing a budget. But we had to work out what the reward you need at the end to get you through
money.
The hour-long budget session.
No, I don't reckon even that.
No, I'd pay a lot to get out of it, actually.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. So I've been listening to a podcast at the moment with the biggest sports gambler of all time.
Oh, no, don't start gambling.
Okay, well, there goes that plan.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
How much did they make?
He makes heaps. But he invests a lot in research. So in his prime, he was in his prime, he was outlaying $8 million in research each year.
Whoa.
And now he's tapered off. Now he's getting older and he still outlays $1 million per year.
Hold on. I have one very specific question.
Yes.
And does he do endorsements for gambling companies?
No, I don't think so. But he also has a gambling company.
Yeah, see, all those ones always make me think, you're just trying to encourage people to use your
cameras. Yeah, maybe.
If you say something on air, the name of something you're working on, like a trademark, is that a way of, like, then you can fight later on if you haven't trademarked it that I first said on air? Because I've got an idea that I think is going to make millions.
Then yes, you can.
Can I, though?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to say it. And then
No, you can't just say dibs at the end and then...
But I am interested whether there's a market for it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, we're talking about
so I just need
rich.
I need some get-rich-quick schemes from people.
I got one for you.
Yes?
You can sell feet pics.
So I did that once, but then people...
Not with those manky toes.
Oh, true, sorry.
No, I put a sock on my manky foot.
Oh.
But no one wants the clothed foot.
People got a bit clingy.
Not the feet people.
Yeah, they started messaging me quite a lot. I just sent them some intimate photos and they thought we had a connection.
Pyramid schemey stuff.
Yeah, I'll do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
Why?
No, because that's where you lose money.
So yeah, I looked up just some get-rich-quick schemes.
Yep, what have they come up with?
Work-at-home scams, investment scams, and tech relief scams. I don't mind being a bit scammy.
How about you just stop?
If you scam someone, then you could get rich quick.
That's not bad.
What's the thing you could remove from your life? What do you spend the most money on?
Stuff.
Like food and alcohol?
To be honest, I'm spending a lot at the moment on helicopter lessons. Are we talking essential things?
Well,
helicopter lessons.
We're just trying to work through your budget. Okay,
they're quite expensive.
No, but
they're really expensive.
But I think they are something you're really enjoying. So
it's
is there
the
something
best
else
thing
that,
in the world?
Yes. Okay. So that's good for your mental health. Is there something else that could go? And you'll probably die in that anyway. You know. So what's the best thing that you could do?
Interesting.
Yeah.
You could downgrade the car and get yourself a nice little hatchback.
Yuck.
What about you? Ate out less.
Fuel efficient.
Ate out less. Here's my
how many nights
passion.
A week would you eat out?
That's such a loaded question.
Why?
Oh, sorry, restaurants. Most nights.
Yeah, what if you cut back and cooked at home a bit? That'd save you.
Every time he goes to get groceries.
It's a fortune. I cooked myself.
Oh, producers just said sell your body. What does
it's
that
not,
mean?
It's not worth what it was.
What would you have to do? do you mean like be a man of the night?
Yeah.
Because I used to sell, I could be a man of the night. We were talking about also giving me a bedtime, and being a man of the night really throws my bedtime out. I used to have a line of mugs that said rude words on.
Yep. How'd you go with them?
Yeah, really good, but they started to affect my commercial endorsements.
Of course, which is where you make
no
your money.
Companies no longer wanted to do ads with me because I sold very rude mugs and wine glasses.
Oh, here we go. One of the producers said you can get between 70K and 160 for donating your kidney.
Do I need
his
it?
Kidneys are shocking by this.
Oh,
stage,
actually, sorry.
You can look
for one. I don't think anyone wants your organ.
130K for my liver.
No. Okay, not his liver.
You can get up to $400,000 for your heart.
That's not, I like the thinking process. I do think I need my heart.
Your liver grows back, doesn't it?
No, your liver would need to come with like the biggest warning. It would need one of those alarms on it that as they went to give it something.
No, that's not true. You just need to use real estate terms. It's a fixer-upper.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a renovator's dream. 13, 10, 60. How do you make a bit of cash? I want ideas.
How can we just give the people?
Oh, this is not bad. Mm-hmm. 13, 10, 60. Give me some money as well.
No, you're not asking people for money.
Sorry. How do I make a bit of cash?
Get rich quick scheme is what you want.
That's good.
Great. 13, 10, 60.
Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Get rich quick schemes is what we're doing.
And,
Tommy's decided he makes too much. No, sorry, you make
I
too spend
much money.
You spend too much
and
money.
And I need a good get rich quick scheme on the side. And originally the calls were going to be, give me some money. And Carrie, you suggested that wasn't a good idea.
No, I just think that's gross. Jazz has caught up though. She's 20 and she says she completes online surveys. They take around 15 minutes to do. And they can earn up to $30 per survey.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel
your
like I've actually
span though. I mean, could you do 15 minutes?
I've tried to do that before, and I seem to just end up. They're always gonna pay me, but they never got to the paying me bit.
Oh,
yeah. G'day, Luke.
Scam. Hey, how you going, Tom?
Yeah, good, brother. Have you got any get rich quick schemes?
Come on,
Uber driver.
50 hours a week, $800.
That's pretty good. But how much of that goes on fuel? Because I also drive a V8 and it's not very economical.
You'd be paying $300 a week in fuel.
So maybe you need to borrow a car.
can I have a car? 13, 10, 16.
Like join, like find someone that loans their car out to people who want to drive Ubers.
Luke, so you said 50 hours a week. Do I need to make sure they're like busy times?
Probably between the busiest hours, so like 5 p.m. to 10, honestly.
You do it after the show each night.
Could I phone?
And then you know what would happen? No. You'd save money on all the going out for dinner and stuff because you'd be in the car. You wouldn't just be getting like drive-through Maccas and stuff.
That's true. Okay, I'll take advice on notice. Is that what you say, Karen? What
do they say? Advice on notice.
That's not a saying, is it?
Circle back on that.
I'll revisit.
Revisit.
Yes.
Pam, what's your get-rich-quick scheme idea?
I was thinking Tommy could perhaps go into reading those sleep stories like Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey, Pam, you're beautiful. Okay, do you think I have dulcet tones, Pam?
Oh, I think you've got a smooth voice.
Oh, Pam.
Okay, can you find smooth. A story for Pam. Him to read? Give him a
do you want me to,
story.
No, I don't think I could.
No, okay. Not you, Pam. I'm not making you do the work. I'm getting our producers to get a story for Tommy. You just chat to Tommy and then we'll get him to you're not driving or anything. We don't want to send you to sleep.
A type of story, a genre that Pam might like.
Oh, yeah. What genre, Pam,
sorry,
would you
I've got
like?
Another question for Pam. Can I ask Pam a question?
And then I would like you to ask what genre she would
like. Okay. Pam, this is obviously not about you personally. I would never ask you such a forward question, but Pippa, our producer here, suggested I sell my body. If I was to do that, what do you think I should charge, Pam?
I'm not quite sure that you should do that. So
okay. Sounds like not much.
We found a bedtime story for Tommy to read, Pam. He'll give it a crack and then we can see if this has got legs or not.
This is Bluey Trains. Now, Pam, stay with me. The train guy walked along the aisle, cheerfully checking everyone's tickets. Is it working?
I'm feeling a bit sleepy.
Yeah, got it.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 4 o'clock, I cannot believe that we haven't played this game in we've left it.
I've absolutely missed it. But can I just tease a little something that we're going to announce on the show tomorrow?
Yes.
That I know a lot more about than you do. And I can't work out whether you're going to hate every bit of it or secretly love it.
Do I get to participate?
A little bit. But we're pretty much gathering all of your closest friends.
Yes.
And some of the sharpest people in this country.
Is it a party?
And we're going to turn them into your enemies.
Okay.
I've booked a venue.
Is it a party
date?
But I'm not invited or something?
No, I will tell you all about it tomorrow. The people are going to love it. Okay. I am going to love it. All of us producers have been working hard. I just think it's time for you to hear some hard home truths.
What? Is this an intervention?
No, but we have been talking about that. That's far more off air, I reckon.
Yeah.
This is a non-air thing and we'll tell you tomorrow. But up next, we need to have a little chat. Just a little chat, a little team chat, and the rest of the country needs to hear it, and I need your involvement. I need to talk about printers.
Printers. That'll keep them listening.
Yeah, I bet you it does.
I'll stay tuned. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. For your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and if you are just joining us, you are just in time. We're not going to do printer chat yet. We're going to do something else.
I just wanted to quickly say big thank you to all the people who came out to my stand-up comedy show on the weekend. It was lovely to see you there. And up next, I'm going to Warrnambool, Gold Coast, and a beautiful Melbourne for the Comedy Festival. After that, I would love to see you there. Grab your tickets at
tommylittle.com.au. It is fabulous.
Thank you, Carrie. That's
one of
very
the best
lovely.
In years. And you hesitate to say that because it makes it sound like the other years haven't been good. It just keeps getting better. Is that a nice
Thanks,
way of
Carrie,
saying
Thanks, Carrie.
That's
it? Lovely. Yes.
Yes, it's
thank
definitely
you.
Worth
and
seeing.
Thank you for coming
Very
along.
Funny.
Thank you, Carrie. Printers.
The laugh per minute rate, what would it be?
We're getting into statistics for a comedy show.
Lots of laughs. Yeah. Lots of lulls.
Speaking
printers.
Of.
Printers. We've got to talk printers.
Yeah.
So I can't work out if it's me. I think about this often in life. If it's me or the problems, the other person or the thing. In this case, I think it is the thing. Is there
I'm going to have an early bet.
Yes.
I think it might be you. But let's see. I just want to even up the...
In life, maybe. But when it comes to printers, is there anybody that finds printers an enjoyable experience? Because they never work. They never connect to the Wi-Fi. They never work when you plug them in. You can't go to a new place and then use a new printer. You can only use the printer you've set up, which is the most ridiculous setup process I've ever done and never got to the end of. There's never ink in it. The ink's expensive. None of it works.
So the
it just doesn't work. And I need one for school printing of kids' stuff. Yes. And I don't want to buy one because I've already got one that doesn't work and I should fix it, but it just has error flashing and I've tried to Google it. I've called the Canon.
I mean, I don't think anyone's fixing printers. Aren't you just buying new ones?
Are you? Well, every time they break. They break it all the time.
So the one I got, honestly, I know the thing you meant about the ink because I didn't realize the ink they give you with them, the first one, is like a mini ink. It's it runs out real quick. So if you make sure you buy more ink at the start, but my printer, honestly, it was like $100 and I didn't
have to. How long have you had it?
Oh, years.
And you've never had a problem with it?
No. And honestly, it's set up. I'm not good with that stuff. I just took it out of the box and plugged it in and it connected to my Wi-Fi, my phone.
No, he wouldn't have just,
I just selected it on my phone.
How often are you printing stuff?
No, pretty often.
Oh.
Yeah, for flying. I print stuff. Oh. Yeah.
And, do you use printers with ease, Pippa?
No, they drive me insane.
Really? Don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
especially
that's not
the
me.
One at your house, which this I've
is,
had to
yes,
in the
it
past.
Is problematic.
This is going to be an inefficient fix. But, Carrie, you could send me the stuff you need printed.
Oh, my God, no
I'll print
way.
It and then drive it round.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I just want a printer that works. So one of the producers just said many printers that are purchased are manufactured cheaply and sold at a loss.
Interesting.
Hoping to make up for it with the cost of
ink.
Are they called loss leaders?
The most expensive liquid
in the world. Wow. Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've heard it somewhere.
Anybody in this team find Google printers it. Fine to no. use? Is it the most annoying white good?
White good? It's not a white good.
Isn't it?
No.
Aren't what would you call it?
Aren't white goods like fridges and stuff like that?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Why are they called a white
one
good?
One goes in your office.
I think because traditionally they were white.
But aren't printers white?
This one out here is grey.
Some of them are colour.
Yeah, mine's beigey.
Yeah. You can get black ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're. Cool. I don't
you
think,
can also get black fridges.
I don't think
you, know?
You get white goods at Officeworks.
No, but you can get printers at like Harvey Norman.
I thought you were going to tell me you can get printers at Officeworks. So say, well done, Carrie.
Anyway, I didn't really have much more to say other than I just wanted to chat about how annoying printers are.
Okay. So,
and is there anybody that
is
just
there
has
anything
printers?
Worse than printers? Is that what you want to know on 131060?
Yes. Is it the worst white good?
Or sorry, maybe we should find out if this is, it's not a white good. Maybe we should find out if this is your problem.
It's not my problem. We've just established you're the only one. And it's weird because of all things that like in life that you might be good at, printing is not one that we all thought you'd be good at.
My printer is foolproof, and I'm a fool, and it's proof that I'm a fool.
It is proven. Yes.
How does that work?
Proven that you're a fool. Okay, maybe I need
131060.
Okay.
Is there anyone else out there like me, and you've had a wonderful experience with printers? And is
what
it
a
Carrie,
cool topic.
And is it
really
well, sorry, you left a gaping chasm
I know,
where you should have come with one.
I'm just trying to pick up the pieces. I'm as bored with the chat as I am with the printer.
Same, that's why I'm trying. Pick it up.
What about the most fun white goods?
Move it on.
131060, is there anything more annoying than a printer?
I had one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a wonderful experience with printers.
People love a printer.
No, you've gone and changed
it. Oh, my God,
on
they're
them.
Here to defend the printer. I've never seen so many calls. Are all these people calling about printers?
There is something very fun you can do with a printer.
What? Oh,
yeah,
I've
your
never
bum.
Done that.
Oh, not
the work
that,
one.
Carrie.
Pop your bum on.
Oh, Carrie, no. There's
a photocopier.
I'd be there a while.
Give us a call, 131060. Good luck.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, and what it is right now is printer chat.
We have set the world alight with this chat.
Haven't we?
I bored myself, but...
You bored yourself and then you criticised me when I tried to get you out of it.
Yeah, I did. Nicole, what's worse than a printer?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing is good too.
Yes.
Good printer.
Oh, yeah.
Well done,
nothing.
Nicole.
What is it, Nicole? Because I thought it maybe was me, but they're just the how have we not progressed to something more efficient?
I don't know, and I just cannot seem to work them, and I have to get my boss to do it for me, and I look like an idiot.
Your
it's
boss does the printing. That's a funny order of hierarchy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, because it just says printer error, and then it doesn't want to come and says that the pages are jammed, even when I try and scan it on the top.
No.
No go. No go.
What is it, Nicole? Is it a bubble jet?
I don't know what it is. It's a huge one.
Oh, yeah. I find the huge one.
What do you do for a job?
I'm pretty sure it's Fuji.
What do you do for a job, Nicole?
Disability support worker, but we have to upload documents daily.
Every day.
And I think after 2 years, I would have a hang of it. And it's a bit of a running joke that I just can't.
Hey, Nicole, have you given it a kick?
I feel like it. If I didn't think people were watching me, I'd give it a go.
You can softly, you can just softly kick it a bit.
Oh, look, I'll try. I'll go back to work on Wednesday.
Nicole,
I'll give it a go.
I'd just like to say thanks for participating in Printer Chat, because I didn't think anyone would participate, and you've been
awesome.
Oh, it's
a pet hate.
Yeah.
Carrie, just a question. Do you think, you know how you're bored by your own chat, do you think your tone doesn't help?
Oh, sorry.
Also a printer, also a printer pun. But,
funny. Yes. Yes.
But also, it's because you're talking.
Joe, I'm up and about for printers. How do you feel about them?
Oh, mate, I love printers.
Yes.
I install printers for a living. I'm an IT support guy.
I need you permanently in my house, Joe.
I've seen some real tales of woe. People screaming, hitting printers, injuring themselves, breaking the scanner plate, the whole lot.
Okay, so here's my question. Do you have a busy business?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, is that because they're a real problem and you have to fix them often?
Well, not so much that. I do other work as well. I travel all across the top of Queensland, right up to Cape York and into the top of the Northern Territory.
Oh, do they print a lot up there?
Oh, mate, they print heaps at the mines. And you've got to put something in there reliable.
Sure.
I've found Kyocera and Epson printers are great.
So Epson, not what you thought was, it sounded like it was. Hey, Joe, can I just ask one more quick question? I know that you love printers, but
And me, Joe.
En masse, would you agree with me that they can be a bit tricky?
It depends on the person driving.
There we go.
Hey, Joe, does the kick ever work?
No, definitely not. I had one guy go to hospital because he kicked the printer and broke his foot.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how hard he kicked it. He thought it was a vending machine.
Get and print an X-ray. Hey, Joe, I have one more question. The scanners that are often a common feature on printers, have they been made obsolete since we have scanning tools on our phone?
Still a lot of businesses use them.
Okay.
It's the way they set them up more than anything else. Some set them up through their email, others scan to a USB port. They do it all many different ways. AirPrint is wonderful from phones, Android and Apple. So, yeah, we just have a great time.
They're also a bit evil too, I would point out. What? Yeah, we lost a beloved pet to the printer.
What? What happened?
The one and only pet I've had, Ollie and I, when he was little, we had a stick insect and it went missing one day, couldn't find it anywhere. We found it flat in the printer and gone through the printer.
Well, you should have just hit scan and then you would have another one. Oh, you were done then, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were.
Kylie.
Oh, no.
Kylie, you're the encore. Carrie was ready to leave, but now we've dragged her back out to the microphone.
More printing chat, Kylie, that I started.
Kylie, what's worse than a printer?
Oh, I don't know if I want to follow, you know, poor dead pet. But something that is worse than a printer is the clock in your car. I cannot change that thing for the life of me.
Yep.
Is it still sit on the last daylight saving, whatever the one is before or after? Yeah.
It's even worse than that. I think at some point it got turned off, you know, during a service or whatever. Yes. So it's like an hour and 10 minutes out, which means that it's like I can't even use
it. But you know what I think is so funny? Hour. Rather than change it, you end up doing life knowing that it's everything's an hour and 10 minutes out. Like one of the watches that I wear on my wrist is 8 minutes fast. So now everything, I just take that into account into everything I do. Yes. I could just find a way to change it.
No. I remember my back door stopped opening and I just climbed out the window. And I did that for a year and a half.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Monday arvo. Heaps more to come this arvo.
Yeah, but if you missed social media over the weekend or our show at the end of last week.
Yes.
I'm not mad, not upset. People have busy lives, but I'm here to tell you about what you've missed.
Guess who's back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Once again, I'm back for more.
The Beanies are back.
Yep, you don't have to send me text messages, emails, DMs anymore saying, when are you bringing your beanies back? Because they are back.
Yes, I've ordered mine because...
Have you?
I got some men's ones. Mm-hmm. I got some women's ones. Mm-hmm. I got some kids' ones. Mm-hmm. They are for gifts, but also I love the rainbow one so much that I'm going to see if it cheekily fits on my noggin. And I got some caps too.
It was obviously incredibly smart business planning to launch a beanie campaign on the hottest weekend I think we've had across this country in a long time. Mm. So I'm here to say, if you're sweltering right now and you're seeing pictures on my Instagram of our gorgeous fluffy beanies and you're like, there's absolutely no way I can even think about that. In a few months' time when it's freezing cold and you're cold, you'll be like, oh, I wish I had one of those beanies, and you won't be able to get them then, because the only time you can get them is this week only. So think of future you, not now you, future you, and future you wants to support brain cancer research. Go to carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com. No, that's now you. Actually, now you wants to support, and future you will be warm wearing the beanie.
Reap the rewards.
Yeah, I know it's confusing.
Can you just give the address again?
carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com.
Great.
Go to my socials at BickmoreCarrie if you're trying to find the link and stuff. There's a whole range of things. And if you're in a warmer part of the country, grab a cap. The caps are awesome as well.
Caps are awesome.
But it's 1 week only. Get on board now and they'll be delivered in time for winter.
Wonderful stuff. Because
Now, up next, something we haven't done in a while.
Oh, my God.
It's a bit of fun. Everyone can get involved.
Yes.
So stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And it is time. We haven't played this game for a long time. 13 10 60. If you would like to get involved, we have a small cash prize on offer. All you have to do is...
guess what you've got.
We will make a sound using an item that we have. And all you have to do is guess...
guess what you've got.
Yes, that's right. Here is your first one.
But we don't have anyone playing.
Hang on.
No, wait, we have to close our eyes.
Shut your eyes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I can see it though, what you're about to do. Okay.
I'm not using my mouth.
Oh, are you crunching chips in your hand?
Yeah, he's crunching chips in his hand.
Wait, are you watching?
No, I can just, saw him put his hands in the chip packet.
Yeah. Oh, well, you've got to
be more
cheating.
Creative than that. Do it again.
Oh, they're very chippy though.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it's a bit ASMR.
Isn't it? It's all ASMR.
Over my hand,
why does it sound good when it's in your hand, but I hate it when someone's chewing?
Oh, Eli. Oh.
I've got
it's not the
hands.
Chewing, it's the hand in the chip packet.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a loud hand. Mm.
So I did think we were going to go to Coors to get them to...
I know you
guess
did.
What you've
you didn't
got.
Think about this very well. Here, I'm going to do another example.
But you can't show everyone.
And Carrie, also, that's the one you always do.
Well, Jade, are you there, Jade?
Jade. I'll have a go. G'day, Jade.
G'day, Tommy. How you going?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. All you have to do is...
guess what you've got.
Okay, I'm going to make a noise. You've got to tell me what I got in my hand.
Rightio, let's do it.
Okay.
Jade.
Is it a pen clicking?
No, it's a tricky one. You think I do it all the time? Hey, no one knows.
Jade, what do you think this one is?
That's scrunching paper.
Oh, no.
No.
Faye, are you there, Faye?
Yes.
Welcome to our favourite game.
Guess what you've got.
All right, I'm going to give you a noise. You've got to tell me what the thing is I've got.
Okay. Oh, is that a pen? You're clicking a pen?
No, that is incorrect.
It's about now, Faye, when I remember this is just the secret sound, isn't it?
Hey.
But live.
No, because people are going to.
Oh, that's right, because then we get people to call up and make
it
a
has
noise.
Been a long time since we played this game, hasn't it?
Hey, Faye, what about this one?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like you're scrunching something. Chocolate. You're scrunching a chocolate.
I've already revealed what it is.
13 10 60.
Yeah.
We want you to guess.
No, guess what you've got.
What we've got. But also 13 10 60. Have you got something that you can make a noise with wherever you are in the car at home?
No,
we
that's
want you
what
to
we
make
need.
The noise.
That's all we need.
I'm asking for that. Give us a call, 13 10 60, and we'll...
guess what you've got.
Max, let's finish our version of this game. Carrie, do you want to make the noise?
Yep. Hold on, Max. Here we go. Ready? Listen up. Think of a female product.
Max.
Terrible line. Yep.
Is that nails clicking on a desk?
Oh.
What about we say it is?
It's not, though. Just
sorry,
one
Max,
more.
What about this one?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's back to the chips.
That is chips.
Yeah.
Well done. $50 coming your way, Max. Well done.
13, 10, 60. We want to...
guess what you've got.
Carrie and Tommy.
And we are playing...
guess what you've got.
You ring in and you make a noise with an item that you have found around you, and we have to...
guess what you've got.
For example, no one guessed this noise. is me opening my lip gloss.
How much lip gloss has spilled out onto that desk in front of you?
I've got a pile of chips in front of me. Mm. That helps.
But Chris joins us. Chris, you're going to make the noise, yeah?
Yes.
And no, we are going to.
Guess what you've got.
Never quite perfect.
Oh, you can't tell.
No.
Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, let's try.
Let's do it.
All right. Listen up. I'll try the first time.
Ooh.
Sounds like a gumball machine.
Rattling something. Rattling. I need it again, Chris.
All right. Hang on.
I reckon it's...
dropping something?
Yeah. Is it dropping a can, Chris?
It's not dropping a can.
Ooh. I'm impressed with you, Chris. It's good, whatever it is. Carrie, what do you think?
I don't know. Our producer's giving this strong-armed. What is that?
Stop just trying to cheat.
No, I didn't know why he was making that symbol. Is it dropping something into the middle car console?
Ooh.
It's definitely not. It's an item within the car.
Oh, is it clicking out? You know, cars still have ashtrays. Is it clicking out an ashtray?
No.
One more time.
All right. Okay. One more time.
Oh, that was different. Oh.
Yeah, that's happened each time, that little rattle at the beginning.
And the dropping. It's nothing. Is it to do with your keys, Chris?
It's not.
Hang on. I've got to call Chris out here because he said it's something in the car, but it's not at all.
Is it the petrol gauge, the petrol tank?
No, it's got nothing to do with the car, Chris.
Chris, has it got nothing to do with the car?
It's in the car.
It is
I'm in the car.
It's nothing to do with a car, though.
Oh, you and Sammy can argue off air.
Is it
a gumball machine?
It's not a gumball machine.
What a car if you had a gumball machine.
Sick.
Chris, does it involve something drinky? Like, is it a drink receptacle of some sort?
You're very warm now.
Is it?
Do you reckon it's a receptacle that's been altered like what Carrie has?
No. She does it with an apple.
Have you dropped
too.
Something into a can and then you're shaking it?
Oh, I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Negative to a can.
Is it a protein shaker?
Ooh, bingo.
Yay! Well done, Chris. $50 coming your way. Thank you for playing.
Guess what you've got.
How big your muscles, Chris?
Oh,
he's gone. But we'll get him. The producers will
Can
get
you
him back
ask
for
him
you?
Off air just for Carrie for personal reasons?
Only if they
and
are big,
if you can
big,
send
though.
Through a full body pic.
He said they're big enough.
From a day at the beach or something.
Big enough.
Nah, that's good.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm on his team.
Big enough. Have a bit more faith in
you. I think I've said that. Too many times.
Nula. How are you, Nula?
Hey, good. Thanks, guys.
I love your name, Nula.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Where's it? Does it have a meaning, Nula?
It's Irish. I didn't choose it. My parents did, of course.
Always.
But it means, like, strong personality, like strong shoulders, like can hold, basically hold the world on their shoulders.
Oh, that's always how a woman wants to be described, isn't it? Strong shoulders. I love that. I always throw that compliment out.
When I first, like, heard about it, I was like, what? And then, yeah, when I got, like, it actually explained to me, I was like, okay, it's cool now.
And do you have what would often be described as swimmer's shoulders, Noah?
Yeah, I do have broad shoulders.
Good
I
on you.
I do have broad shoulders.
Beautiful, strong-shouldered woman. Noah, are you ready to play?
Guess what you've got.
Yep, I'm ready.
Go
you guys
for
ready?
It. Go for it, yep.
To come through?
No,
silence.
Oh, you've got nothing.
No.
Maybe the shoulders are
going to Try again. Three, two, one.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to take my hand.
It's an accomplice.
Okay. That's a shoulder.
Are you making the noise?
No, I've got absolutely nothing coming through at the moment. Let's try a variation of this. Noah, what sound were you trying to make?
I was trying to pull my tablet out of a tablet thing.
Oh.
That's quite a subtle sound.
And now all Noah's meds are on the floor. Thank you, Noah, for getting involved. $50, I guess. Yep.
Hayley. How are you, Hayley?
I'm good.
Are you ready to play? Oh,
guess what you've got.
Yes.
Okay, you can only do this once. Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, this is stressful. Okay, we're going to
get you guys going to be very specific with it.
Okay,
and we've got to all stop. I'm going to count you down so we don't miss it, okay? Three, two, one, go. Was that it?
That is it.
Oh, no.
Do it once.
I need that again.
Have you dropped a Barocca into water?
No.
Okay.
Is it something edible?
Lit a cigarette.
It's, I'd say edible.
Oh, I'd say edible. Is it?
Pull a tooth out.
Oh. Why can you only do it once? Oh, did you?
Well, it's not edible, but edible.
Oh, is it? So have you eaten it?
Kind of.
Did you put chewing gum in your mouth?
No.
Did you put? So, but the thing is now in your stomach?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Kind of.
It's gum? Is it gum?
Kind of in your stomach?
There's little bits in my stomach.
What?
But not the noise. So the noise was me doing something. I've screwed you guys over, haven't I?
Yeah, you really have. And really? Now you can't do
I
it again.
I opened a can of Coke.
Yeah. Well done, Ailey. $50. Thank you for playing.
Guess what you've got.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they're getting a net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
Quick question, and I would like an honest answer. Just before
are
we came back
annoying?
Live
yes,
on air,
are.
Did you burp into your microphone?
Me? No.
It sounded like you, Pippa, didn't you hear? I honestly heard you, you just went.
Yeah, it was bigger than that.
It was.
I didn't burp.
Like that.
I can burp on cue.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, hold on, let me give it more.
I'll give it, let's do a competition. You go.
Oh. Okay. So sometimes my dad listens to the show and then when I next catch up with him, he says, how are you going with the content? He'll have thoughts on that little bit that happened there.
Mark that one down, Bri. A fresh 10 for
up
today.
So I'm going to tell you what I've learnt to do with broccoli.
Oh, my God. What a tease. I am not touching that dial.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for me to share with you my new beauty regime.
What? Funny little combination of stuff you've got there. Broccoli? Yep. Oh, sorry, I meant to say that.
Just ripping off a bit of broccoli. Oh. Yeah.
So what are you going to do with that,
all
Carrie?
All the best beauty advice comes from TikTok. And I was scrolling the other day.
What's happened to your tone of voice?
it's a bit shitty tone, but not really.
It's kind of making me drift off, which I
don't
like
know. I feel like it needs Mean Girls, but I'm not very good at Mean Girls. I could try.
Are you asking us to?
Yes, I'd like my Mean Girl friends to join me.
I don't really need these beauty tips, though.
Also, I don't like when
you don't think you need them.
Us.
You Have you looked in the mirror? I can't do Mean Girls.
In the mirror?
I love how she thinks she has to change to be a Mean Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so you keep being Mean Girls. I'll be myself.
God, she just won't shut up.
So I don't want to be a Mean Girl.
Apparently freckles are back.
What?
Yeah, they're back.
You would say that you're spotty mole.
No, most of them are mole.
Oh, my God, are they?
It's like
I thought you meant to
wall
stop
to
getting,
wall mole.
I thought you stopped getting acne at, I don't know,
oh my God.
15.
No, it's the menopause that brings it back
on.
That
brought it back?
It's the peri, sorry, not the menopause. Okay,
and
anyway.
That's her next beauty tip, peri
Sahara
peri
was dry.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm talking about the broccoli you got. What did you think I was talking about?
Need more peri peri sauce.
I was talking about the broccoli you've got, nothing else.
I thought you said you got. And I was like, oh, gob or God? Okay, you've got.
It's got gobble in the brain.
Anyway.
The old gobstopper.
Not stopper though, am I right?
That's my jaw.
Why did I ask you guys to be Mean Girls? Okay. Anyway, obviously, sun tanning, being out in the sun is not good, guys.
What?
It's
gone real teacher tone now.
The greatest. So
why?
Now I can't have a normal conversation.
Well, finish it.
So I've been told by people in the beauty industry that all the creams we buy, everything we spend billions of dollars on does absolutely nothing. And the only thing that actually stops aging and that we should have done from the moment we came out of the womb is put sunscreen on. But only our generation, we didn't slip, slop, slap the way we do our kids now. And
I'm so confused what's happening. You've started on broccoli and now you're telling us to slip, slop,
anyway,
slap.
And I know girls are suntanning now. Don't suntan, girls. Wear sunscreen. Honestly, you'll be thankful. You'll get to my age and as my girls say to me, how do we not have skin like you, Mum? And I'm like, wear sunscreen.
Oh my God, are your kids Mean Girls too?
Mean Girls to me. Anyway.
This is
so
this
back
is
to my
an interesting
hack.
Question yeah. though. Because you have just very there was no gloss on that. You just basically said sun protection.
Yes.
Definitely do it.
Yeah.
But as a person of quite a lot of influence, Carrie, you rock, which I think is a very beautiful tan.
No, but it's not maybe, mine. It's not real.
I know. But people.
That's why.
Oh my God, yeah, I could have told you that.
Like, couldn't you.
Haven't you looked at my feet?
Couldn't you not?
Can I smell it?
If you know, yeah, it's
oh, is that
like,
why?
No, no, no.
But couldn't you rock not a tan and maybe set a less tanny example?
No, no, no. No, I said just fake tan all the way. Sally Hansen. The tanner I use.
Is that the lady who does it? Oh. No.
Anyway, back to my beauty tips. So freckles obviously come from being in the sun, but don't put your face in the sun. Yeah, if you're prone to freckly skin and you go, that's why in summer of people with born with freckles, their freckles come out more in summer when they're out in the sun.
And then they go away in winter.
Not fully go away, but often go away, yes. Oh. Anyway, like my fake tan, I've got a new way to get freckles, guys, from TikTok. So this is what all the girls are doing now. They've got their broccoli.
Sorry, I can see what's going to happen. This is a great idea.
And then they put their bronzer. Over their broccoli.
Yeah. And then you're going to dot that on your face.
And then I'm going to dot that on my face.
That's what about your broccoli?
Okay. So this that is broccoli me now.
This is very visual stuff. Okay. Now dab it on.
She's dabbed.
Did it work?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you look great.
Should I try another? Should I try it a bit later? A bit
less? Maybe some up on your forehead.
No, you're perfect.
No, should I try?
Oh my God.
Should I try it a bit less?
You never look better.
You look good. Go outside.
Yeah. I'm going to try a bit less.
And, okay.
I carry Tommy show.
You look great. Yeah. That side actually looks good.
It's actually much better.
No, they both look great.
They both look great. Go out.
Maybe some on your forehead too, babe.
You're scarily good at that.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and streaming live on the Listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for the drive home.
So, it's been a while, but I thought you might like an update on how my world champ uncle's going on the tennis circuit.
Oh, yes. Please. Yes. For those who have just tuned in, if you haven't heard this before, Carrie's uncle is not a world champion.
He is a world. Don't speak about him like that.
Sorry, he's not, though.
He is.
I'm not saying he's not. Excellent, but he's never won.
I don't know what number he is in the top 20 in the world for over 70s tennis.
Yes.
In the seniors, like, what's it called? The
Masters?
Masters.
Isn't Masters over 40?
Yes, but then there's categories. He's very high up in the seniors
in the
over 70. But because he's played tennis on the world stage in world comps, he is a world champ.
And he won those world comps.
No, no,
no, no, he didn't win always.
Yeah.
No, no, he never
won. He's won something.
No, you told me he never won.
But never a tournament.
No, no, sorry. Because to play tennis, you have to win rounds. You progress. You don't always get to the very end.
Oh, he won a point.
No, you win matches and then you go to the next round.
Yes, but he's never won a world championship. So he's not a world champion. It's not me throwing shade.
No, he's playing on the world stage. He's a world champ.
No, that would mean everybody who's in the Olympics is a gold medalist.
Okay, so here's an interesting thing. If you haven't won an Oscar but you work in Hollywood.
You're not an Oscar winner.
Yes, no, I didn't see that. Yeah. Anyway, my world champ uncle is in Turkey at the moment playing and he's there with all of the oldies and he's the best. I just love him so much.
No, the best is the winner.
No,
like he's good.
He's just awesome.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
I just don't know why you'd want to speak so disparagingly about
my
family.
I'm not at all. No, I'm not at all. I'm just saying I don't think you understand about world champ.
No, I understand that it's just a choice of how you describe someone. I'm choosing to describe a man
who's
playing in the world circuit tennis that is a champion of the world. He's a world champ. Anyway, so they're over 70. They're over 70. I'll do some digging to find out what he's actually got, what he's won, and then we can reconvene. But in the moment, I just want to celebrate the fact that he's arrived in Turkey.
Great stuff.
The oldies. And, you know, like with an opening ceremony, they get to come out to music, you know.
Often it's your
national anthem.
I was thinking Eye of the Tiger pump up stuff.
Yeah. And so these guys, remember, they're all over 70.
Yeah.
This was their opening music.
Oh yeah, boys. Come on, Trevor.
And it's just a lot of women in trackies.
Isa! Get to the front, Ian!
Oh, there's my uncle.
Walking frames in the air, boys.
Looking good. Yep.
That is great.
Yep. Love you, Bob. Uncle Bob. Bob's your uncle.
Your world champion uncle. Carrie and Tommy. And guys, who doesn't love tasty, crunchy, delicious chicken for dinner? Grab some Ingham's chicken on the way home. Always tasty, always good.
I could go some Ingham's now. Yes. Do you know what I could go?
What?
To the Madonna concert.
What
I'm thinking, this is really crazy, but I feel like she's doing this massive world tour at the moment. And I just have this feeling it's going to be the last big world tour. And I spoke
to
a friend who went with Sam Smith, and they said that all she does is play her greatest hits from the beginning to the end. And my first ever cassette was the Immaculate Collection. And I know every song from back in the day, Holiday, Like a Virgin, all of them. And I was like, is this the one of those ones that when she dies, I wish I'd gone to see her?
Do you think she's getting close to falling off the perch?
No, I just think she may not do a big world tour again.
Because she'll be dead.
No, just because she's getting older.
Carrie, you can't just say that she's an icon.
She's an absolute
icon.
She's the best. You're the one that always mocks her. I'm a big fan. And in LA at the weekend, Kylie Minogue got on stage with her for International Women's Day, and they had a little ditty together. That I want a bit of.
Do you mean music? Is that what you mean?
No, no.
Music in the background?
Let's keep going with this.
Drop that out, Jesse. You go solo now, Biggers. Okay.
Well, thanks to Ingham Chicken.
Anyway, 24 years ago at the MTV Europe Awards, Madonna wore this T-shirt that had Kylie's name on it, and now this time Kylie wore a similar outfit with the name Madonna on it.
She waited 20 years.
It was a huge pop culture moment when it happened back in the day when she wore the T-shirt, and it's been 40 years, is it, in the making?
Yes.
For them to come back together four and perform decades. Together. Four decades. Is that?
40.
Wow, that's crazy. There was an awkward moment though,
I love
when
you get a nice gesture from someone and you think, in 40 years, I'm going to repay this favour.
This will come back around.
There was a very uncomfortable moment though at her concert where she was trying to get the crowd to stand up and someone in the front row didn't. And
she
had a go at them only to realise that they couldn't stand up. And then it was weird her phrasing though. She was like, oh no, that's politically incorrect. Have a listen.
Take this ride with me. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
It's also not politically incorrect.
Also, would you describe that politically incorrect?
No, just wrong.
Well,
yeah.
Because the same thing happened to Kanye West, and his thinking on his feet moment when he goes, everybody stand up. And then he started yelling at people who weren't standing up, and they were accessibility patrons. And then he goes, okay, if you're able to, stand up. Which I think was a pretty good cover. And possibly politically incorrect.
Or you could just say, everybody sit down. Then it's inclusive.
See, you know how Madonna handled it weird? I reckon you have as well.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie, we've talked before about the art of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what a lot of our show seems to be, or at least strives to be, based around. Now, I think I've learnt the art of the conversation from you, one of the best in the country at the conversation. And I think why do I keep all the lessons for myself? And so why don't you just demonstrate to Australia the art of the conversation? So, of course, the conversation happens at a bar. So hit it in a minute, not right now.
Okay.
But you're just going to get approached by various characters, and you're just going to converse with them. And through listening to your demonstration of the conversation, people are going to get to absorb that knowledge and then take it out into the world. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, hit it. Hello, lady. Hello, lady. Where have you gone? That was me picking up, lady.
Oh, you Italian.
Hello, lady.
Again. Italian and...
Hello, lady. How are you today?
Oh, you're fun. Where are you from?
What? I work here.
You work here?
Yes, lady.
What do you do? How long have you been working here?
What do I do? I serve you drink. What do you do here?
Where are you from?
You're boring, lady. Okay. Oh, back to the bar. G'day, gun.
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, mulberries, are they a real thing? I've always wondered if they're a real thing or a made-up thing. Are they real?
Yes, they...
Are you matching his voice?
I don't know why I'm having so much trouble talking to these people at the bar. I don't want to talk to any of these
mulberries.
People. No one would just come out with mulberries, so you're not giving me something to work with.
Mulberries. Work with mulberries. Are they real?
Yeah, mulberries are real.
I've never seen a mulberry.
I used to pick berries with my grandma growing up. Blackberries.
Cool, cool and story. Raspberries. Yeah, but mulberries? Are you just telling me about other berries? It's not a berry general. It's just, I've never seen a mulberry.
Yeah, they're what a mulberry. They are a bit longer. They're like almost like grapes. They're almost like grapes, but in a berry form. You know how grapes hang in a bunch? But they're in a small kind of berry type form, like a raspberry, but a mulberry.
And you used to pick them with your grandma?
No, I didn't pick those. But I used to pick berries with my grandma. Do you want some more stories from my childhood?
Yeah. They're as riveting as that one. Absolutely. Just see how at that end.
Oh, he's still going. Who's left?
Back in the bar, please. Well, well, well. Who is who is the lovely lady?
It's the same guy. It's the first guy again.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.